Welcome back to Warrior Goddess Wise, integrating our calm, our compassion, and our vision. And today we focus on healing and what it means to heal from a wise perspective, to bring our wisdom to healing. And for me, when we talk about healing, we bring in compassion, that the wisdom of healing is about understanding that healing is a process, that it's a journey, that it's not about a destination, that we're healed if this happens. It's actually about being in relationship with all the aspects of ourself and understanding that healing happens at its own pace, whether it's mental healing, healing the agreements and the limitations that we've put on ourselves, the healing of our emotional body, the places where we have fears and triggers and upset in our emotional body from the past that we're working to heal, or whether it's healing the physical body and an ailment that we have, whether it is a chronic illness or something that's up with our physical body, whether it's a cold or a hurt ankle, that healing is about bringing our full attention to what is needed in the moment and having patience with understanding there's a process of healing that can't be like rushed and we'll just get there and it'll be done. That there's a listening for what is needed in the moment. And that so often in our relationship with healing, we have an outside image of what it'll look like when we're healed. And we can use that sometimes to disconnect from what's actually needed in the moment. So wisdom is about increasing our perspective and our flow in relationship with healing, in relationship with all things. So your perspective is your capacity to zoom way out and look at yourself and the world from a much longer story, we can say it, that you are part of a long line of ancestors, of other humans that have lived on the planet, of ancestral agreements that have been passed down, of patterns and habits in the culture, the family, or the what we call the dream of the planet, the biggest picture view of how humans are in relationship with each other, that there are particular agreements and patterns and habits that get woven into us that are not even ours. And when we can zoom back and see the bigger perspective of things, we can stop taking our healing so personally and realize we're on a journey as a collective of healing a lot of imbalances right now. And so that zooming out helps us to get curious and to tap into our wisdom of what is happening in the bigger picture. And then once we can see ourselves as part of a tapestry rather as just an individual thread, as part of a larger tapestry, then we can zoom back in of what does this being need specifically? What's the next step for this being? And there's a way that when we're connected to our wisdom, we're again, we don't take ourselves so personally. We see ourselves as a being as important and as not important, as special and as not special as everyone else. And we know we're responsible for this being. And healing happens from a wisdom place when we take that responsibility for healing and being able to see with love what's needed with this being. And that openness and love in relationship with ourselves means that we are guiding ourselves to the next step of our healing. And that allows us then to bring the energy of healing to ourselves and others. which is different than I must heal this thing or I must fix that other person. The energy of healing. So play with that of how does wisdom help us connect compassion, patience, into an attitude of healing where we listen, where we are present, where we can open to the larger tapestry that we are woven into and honor the individual next step that's needed for ourselves, and that we can fluidly go back and forth between those perspectives. Explore today what it means to bring in a more wise, healing attitude in relationship to yourself and in relationship to others. I'll see you tomorrow.